Land grabs are adding to human trafficking problems in Burma. There's an update on a blasphemy case in Pakistan, and a radio ministry rides the wave of the future. We'll tell you all about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Burma's reforms may be getting the country a lot of good press, but the change seems to be surface deep. A staff member from Partners Relief and Development uncovered a disturbing trend behind the lines of militia-held territory.
Chinese companies had come in, and through the backing of the militia, they were able to confiscate land from the local farmers, leaving many of the farmers in the area with no land to provide for their families.
These land grabs force many families to force their daughters into the sex trade. That highlights the scope of the real problem.
We were thinking that development projects could help solve this problem, but we realized very clearly through this situation that the gospel has to work in hearts and help transform a society that has been forced into a situation where all morals have eroded.
It's a new field for them. Pray wisdom as they develop a strategic response. The rest of the story at missionnetworknews.org. Next, 14-year-old Rimsha Masih's court case has been delayed again. Her arrest for blasphemy has sent Christians running. Assist News reports she pleaded blameless and that the charges are fabricated. She's now in protective custody. Her court date is set for November 14th. Ask God to begin changing hearts involved in the case. Pray for God's protection for the children of Pakistan. More details about this case can be found at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. President of Crossroad Bible Institute, Dr. David Scheringa, shares something unusual from their ministry in the South Pacific.
A zero recidivism rate, meaning that those who have taken the CBI program while incarcerated there are not coming back.
Half of the inmates in a Papua New Guinea women's prison were convicted of murder. Since CBI's program was introduced, no inmates have tried to escape, and those released haven't come back. CBI needs your help to reach more prisons.
What we need is prayer. Those of you that are out there in that part of the world, if you love God's word, have a heart for hurting people, then you can be an instructor.
We'll connect you at our website. Pray for prisoners and their families throughout the world.
That hearts can be changed, that lives can be changed, that cycles of despair and decline can be broken. Prayer can be very specific, and it's the powerhouse for the ministry.
In other news, an engineer with HCJB Global, Charlie Jacobson, is helping leaders in Ecuador ride the wave of the future.
We see digital as the way that radio is eventually going to go, just like television and much of the world is already going that way. And we want to assist the Ecuadorian government in making the decisions. And God has blessed us with some of the resources to do that.
Right now, programs are only available in majority languages like Spanish and English. With digital radio, listeners could hear about Jesus in their heart language. HCJB is training staff, and they'll set up a temporary broadcast site for digital programming. This way, government leaders can compare digital radio with their current broadcasting system.
It's technically challenging. There's hurdles and interesting things you run across in the process.
Pray for HCJB staff as they teach authorities about digital radio. Find more details at our website at missionnetworknews.org. And finally, as the turmoil continues in Egypt, 10,000 young people gathered to worship. Youth came from all over Egypt and others followed online. This three-day event had its dangers, though. Egypt ranks 15th in Open Doors USA's World Watch List. Christians are being persecuted every day for their faith. Pray for safety for the believers. Pray, too, that people will boldly proclaim Jesus Christ's name in Egypt. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a long ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day, you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Jesus Christ brings to us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.